Excuse me, sir. Is there something I can help you find? Oh, no. It's just that I don't usually see a man spending so much time in the romance section. Are you looking for a gift for a special someone? If so, there are a few things I could recommend. No? No lady in your life? Well, is there something else I can help you with then? This is an awfully big bookstore, and the layout is a trifle odd. There are all sorts of little hideaways that most customers never see, and those are where you can find unexpected delights. Interested? This way then, sir. I think the languages section has something you might like. No, it isn't a very big section, just a little alcove tucked away near the back of the store. But you can see I've put one of those nice armchairs here, and sometimes on slow nights I sneak back here to read. Oh, my coworkers? They won't miss me. We all disappear from time to time, and no one asks too many questions. We all have so much dirt on each other, telling the boss would be mutually assured destruction. So you don't need to worry. Just sit back and let me assist you. So if you weren't looking for romance, just what did you come here looking for today? Nonfiction? All histories and biographies? Wanting to know more about the world and the people in it? Would you like to know more about me? Well, let me unbutton my shirt a little then. See? Now you know I'm wearing a black lace bra. Maybe you're a how-to sort of guy then, and you need books on gardening or plumbing or building a backyard barbecue. But I get this feeling you already know how to use your hands just fine. My skirt's too tight to get those wonderful hands underneath it. Just push it up. That's right, sir. I came to work with no panties today. Underneath all this, I'm such a dirty little slut. Oh, yes, sir. Use your fingers on me. Oh, just like that. You definitely don't need to do any research on that subject. You're an expert. Are you a lover of fantasy, then? Stories about heroes and maidens and monsters. Tales of places too good to be true or too wretched to be believed. Do you long for escape from your everyday life? Did you come here looking for adventure? Something you can't get at home? Close, but not quite, I think. I think you came looking for erotica. Not just a little dash of spice thrown into a romance. Or a thin thread of desire woven into a fantasy, but full-on experience, sex dripping from every word. You want the grunts and the sighs and the moans. You want bodies straining together and sweat and heat. Oh, so do I. I'm gonna fuck you, sir. Right here in this chair. That's what you came here for. Oh, yes. Well, that's what you need. A hot, tight little cunt wrapped around your thick cock. Oh, as soon as I saw you, I knew I had to have you. I knew you'd have a huge, gorgeous cock, and I just had to get you inside me. Do you look at strangers sometimes and get all desperate to fuck them right then and there? I do sometimes. I see a handsome customer and I get wet instantly, and I want to drag him back here and ride him until we both come. You're the first one I ever have, though. Does that make you feel special? You are the one I couldn't resist. I'm not gonna last much longer either. You've got me so worked up. Are you close too? Oh god, we have to try and stay quiet. But it's so hard, I'm a screamer. Here, cover my mouth with your hand just in case. Exactly like I imagined it would be. Oh, when you asked me about fulfilling a fantasy, I didn't know if you'd go along with this one. It's a little, well, risky. Oh, hell, speaking of, we need to get cleaned up before somebody finds us. Oh, I kind of made a mess on you, but your coat will hide that. Is my makeup smudged, or my hair messed up? No? Oh, good. Yeah, you were careful. Thank you. No, you go first. I'll wait a minute and then head to the bathroom. Tonight when I get home, sir, you can do anything you like to me. Anything.